Romans 8:35. My parents don't want me. My Nepali friend named Sundar was born on an unlucky day, according to his parents' Hindu beliefs. They believed that if the child born on that day lived, the father would die. So they did not want him to survive and did not take care of him. Sundar's brother took him to an orphanage in Kathmandu where he lived until he was 9 years old. The government closed the orphanage and made the children leave. It took Sundar 9 days to walk to his home in the city of Pokhara. When he arrived, his parents said, "We don't want you." Many people live in fear of rejection and separation. Many children, like Sundar, leave their families because they are not loved or valued. After years of marriage, many wives come to the awful conclusion that my husband doesn't love me anymore. And many believers fear that God does not love them or that he will reject them because of their weaknesses and failures. Paul addresses these fears in Romans 8:35 to 39. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? The meditation question is, why can't trouble or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The answer is clear, no one. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Troubles and hardships cannot separate us from his love. Persecution and famine cannot separate us from his love. Nakedness, danger, and the sword cannot separate us from Christ's love for us. The love of Christ is the unconditional love of God expressed through the cross. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. However, the implication is that we will face trouble, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, and danger. Let's take a look at the words Paul mentions. Trouble or tribulation includes really hard things like being abused, losing a loved one, illness, or family turmoil. Distress or hardship may include having an accident, a house fire, or just having a hard life. Persecution. Severe persecution for having faith in Christ exists around the world today. Many of us do not experience that degree of persecution, but may be rejected, mocked, or shunned because we follow Jesus. Famine. Famine still exists in the world today, often caused by natural disasters, floods, plagues, political instability, and war. We may not experience a famine, but suppose you lose your job and your house and have no means of feeding your family. At that point, it is really important to have assurance of God's unchanging love. Nakedness. In the first century and throughout history, many poor people could not buy clothes for themselves or for their families. One friend from Myanmar told me that he did not have shoes until he was 12 years old. How would you feel if you grew up without having shoes or a house to live in? Danger. Some people live in constant danger due to evil people who commit acts of violence, crime, destruction, and warfare. Of course, some danger results from accidents and natural disasters. We may not face these dangers often, but we are not immune to them. The sword. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are killed because of their faith every year. This has been the case since the church was born in the first century. Stephen was stoned, and James was beheaded. It is still happening today. None of these things can separate us from the love of Christ because his love is unconditional and unchanging. Nevertheless, sometimes we feel distant from God and feel that he does not love us. Sometimes we feel unworthy of his love. We also get discouraged and confused when we go through hard times and question whether God really loves us. We will face at least some of the things that Paul mentioned in this verse. We need to see our lives, especially the difficult circumstances, against the backdrop of the cross. The cross is the eternal proof of God's absolute love for us. The Father proved his eternal love for us by giving his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. Like my friend Sundar, many people go through extremely hard experiences of hardship, sickness, rejection, and sorrow. As human beings, we wonder, if God really loves me, why did he let this happen? There are no easy answers to this question, but we need to see the cross and know that God's love for us never changes. He is God and will work out all things for our good. Paul's message throughout Romans 8:31-39 is consistent. It does not say that God will deliver us from problems and pain because he loves us. We will experience pain, hardship, and sorrow in this world, but our hope and comfort is in the conviction that God's love for us is unconditional and absolute. C.S. Lewis said, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, but shouts to us in our pain." Often, God uses the most painful experiences to reveal to us the depths of his love. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your great love for us. It never changes. I confess that sometimes I take my eyes off of you and let discouragements fuel that doubt. Help me to believe and receive your love when things are not going well. In Christ's name, amen. And may God bless you and make you a blessing as you share the word of Christ with one another. As written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.